Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch. Shit.
But there's nothing you can say to me.
There's
nothing you can say to me that I haven't said to myself.
That's true.
Everyone there is their own biggest critic.
Yep.
Unless you're a narcissist, you are your own biggest critic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. We keep ourselves in check because we can start to get delusional. We start to create our own stories in our heads to make things make sense. I'm talking about me.
Yeah, of course.
I know I've done this.
But you're right in
almost to a delusional point because you want to protect your own brain.
Right.
You don't want to feel that bad. You're like, no, I didn't hurt that person this much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you did. You know?
Yeah.
It happened. But we want to forget.
Yeah.
And that sucks. But as soon as you accept that it happened, you process it, you make amends, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
that's when you grow.
Yeah,
it's not shutting it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the brain's fucked up, man. It like you're saying, it's you can go through these things, and it's almost like you don't realize how you're being a lot of times.
Yeah,
and then it's not healthy. But I don't know. I guess it's just self defense of your head. Like you are your brain technically, and you're just trying to protect yourself all the time, survival mode.
Yeah.
But that's if you natural, can look past right? it, yeah, it's absolutely natural. I think everybody does that. Everybody's crazier than, or and not, that's a wrong way to say it. Everybody is kind of the same kind of crazy. Everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
And people hide it. Everybody hides
it. We've learned to keep it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has like the little demon in them and everybody has
And then
has
when it
things.
Comes out that somebody did lose their shit and Brittany's shaving her head.
Right. Everyone acts like
everybody's like, oh wow, bitch, you know you wanted to just sit down one time and shave your head.
There's been times where you wanted to like do
you're
some
just
crazy
like,
shit,
you know. Hashtag free Britney.
Yeah, man, it's weird because that I feel like even back in the day, we talked about we brought up like knuckle draggers and shit, like Neanderthal times. I feel like that might be we might have been like uber survivalists where we were like. We would kill anything and eat anything and not really worry about that shit. But nowadays, I think because that's not a problem anymore, a lot of people can just eat and drink whatever they want and they can have music and things. It's all good.
Yeah.
But with the stress of money, the stress of like social experiences and the threat and the stress of everything that's going on, I think that has that's the consequence of like our evolution nowadays is that we're all fucking a little crazy.
So check it. My way of thinking and probably wrong. But from my studies, quote unquote, and my life experience, I'm gonna say that everything is association. Everything is association with our brains,
mm-hmm.
and we have way more to select from now. Back in the day, we had food, relationships, and property. When I say property, I'm talking land, cattle, things that we own.
Yep.
That was like our status, what made us happy, what made us feel good when we went to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Now there's so much. There's social media status. There's this status. There's that status. There's this clout. There's that clout. There's this negativity. There's that negativity. There's everything else in the world. Yeah.
Everything you're saying right now, I just said.
It's just like... You know, there's just so much that we have to take into account for.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, back in the day when we were in Neanderthal.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, you're right, Chase. You're making my point very well, actually. You said literally everything I fucking said. I was like, dude, you got food and that's it back then. But nowadays, you got social experiences and everything. And you're like, check it. Check this out. Watch all that. So everything you said, that. Yes, you're right. You're right, Chase. But yeah, it fucks people up. I think we have so much shit to worry about, and it does fuck us up. We're all crazy because of that, is what I was saying. Jesus Christ. Would you fall asleep? You got the glasses on, so I don't know if your eyes were closed or what, bro. Motherfucker woke up and was just like, I had some kind of dream just now, and I'm gonna spew it out. And the dream was just me talking to you. Holy shit.
Say it better.
Yeah, check this shit out. Hold up. I know what you're trying to say. Let me translate it for you.
Say it better.
Everyone listening was like, wait. I heard this a second ago.
He's lying, folks.
Okay, bro. Whatever, dude. Are we making this a short episode? Because we're about to go fuck up this arcade. We're 33 minutes in. I want to make it to at least like 45.
I'm obviously blazed. So.
No, I hope so. That's good. Smoke. I hope you are. I'm completely sober because I have to drive and I was forced to stop drinking for like the third time today. So there's
that. So shout out to our crew.
Absolutely.
Your boy Andrew.
Andrewski.
Darren.
Durini.
Who else we got? Who's been?
That's I think that's it. Those only two guests, yeah,
you
bro.
You got to be a guest. You got to get the shout out.
Yeah, I do want more guests though. Darren said he would do it again, which is good. I'll
give a shout out to my cousin because Dylan he was on the
Dude, whoever, man. Dylan. We could get people. I think it's fun to have more people to bounce off of and different points of view of things.
Absolutely,
and
the conversation is always better.
Of course,
and I don't repeat what Brian said.
That shit was fucking funny. That made me laugh,
dude.
Made
my fucking day, son.
That was good. Hey, I guess that means I was right in what I was saying.
We're on the same page. Yeah, we're on the same fucking
page. I know.
That means.
Did you drink the last fucking drink of your fucking White Claw, dude? Drink the bottom.
That gets you.
I know what you think it does. Just drink the bottom.
No, that's how you
can
hang on.
Either that or crush the can. You got to do one of my rules. Do one. Oh yeah. Oh, that'd be well. Do one of them.
Thank you. All right, y'all. We love y'all.
Oh, we out of here? 35 minutes is solid. 35
Hell
minutes
yeah,
solid.
Man.
A little short episode.
We'll do a second one this week.
This is a taste. You know what?
We're doing a second one this week.
I was just about to say, good shit. We're on the same page with that. We will get y'all another one pretty quick.
We'll come at y'all Wednesday, probably upload Friday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We'll hit y'all with another little short piece.
Yeah.
A little podcast kiss from Smoking Whiskey to you. Okay? Mwah, mwah. Smoking Whiskey out, y'all. Y'all have fun. Appreciate y'all.
Peace.
Smoking Whiskey fans, what's up, guys? It's been a minute, and I apologize for that. I know we're like a day or two late, but we've been fucking busy, bro. We've been busy, and my schedule changed, so I got weekends off now. You know what? You get it when you get it. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
You fucking...
Sure to get down, good Lord. Mm-mm. Baby, got them open all over town.
Never sing a song past 1956. What was I going to say? Fuck. I fucked up Buffalo Trace last night, and it's pretty fucking good, dude. That's like the third time I've ever had it, yeah. And I like it. I think it's fucking great. Yeah. But I've never bought it for myself. I don't know how much it is. I've been told it's expensive.
I made breakfast for dinner last night. I fucked that up.
What'd you have?
Eggs.
Of course.
French toast.
Okay.
Fucking bacon, thick cut bacon.
Oh, you don't want the thin shit.
Nah, yeah. That real shit.
Do you like bacon crunchy as shit, or do you like it a little soft?
I need a balance.
You just like normal.
I need a balance.
Like mine a little.
No,
soft.
No, I want it crispy in spots and soft in spots.
Okay. See, we're on the same page then.
Yeah.
I like the ends to be crispy, or like one end and then the other's like a little floppy.
Yeah, the lean spots on the little strips of bacon should be crispy.
So you like
the
it perfectly
should
cooked?
Should be, yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of perfectly cooked, how are those fucking steaks,
that
dude?
That steak was fucking
steak
phenomenal.
Steak was fucking good.
That was good. It was like butter, baby.
Hell yeah. I did use a lot of butter, but it's fucking good.
No, it was fucking cut like butter.
Yeah, shit was nice. Because I beat the shit out of it, dude. I hit it so fucking hard. I hit steak so hard whenever I'm about to cook it. So hard. It's like it'll come to me like 2 inches thick, and then I fucking beat it up, and that bitch is like paper thin whenever I put it on the
Get that
the
Waffle fan. House T-bone steak.
I never had a T-bone steak. Never had a T-bone steak.
You've never had a T-bone steak?
Never had a T-bone steak. I've had ribeye. I've had skirt, New York strip, sirloin, all that shit.
It tastes like steak.
Figured. They're all slightly different, but it doesn't really matter. If you can cook it well, it's going to taste good.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I bet if you put your ass out in the woods for like 3 weeks and then I gave you a slab of meat, you would give a fuck where it was
Oh, yeah, it doesn't
from.
Fucking matter, dude.
You'd be like, that's from your mom's left ass hey, shit. You can eat that motherfucker.
Probably feed me for a couple days. God damn. Yes, my mom has a dump truck, dude. Fuck out of here. How long do you think we're in already?
Is there any more room for me
ew.
In those jeans?
Shit, dude. I'm tired for real. I did an all-nighter. An all-nighter. I haven't done that since I was like, since fucking Black Ops 1 came out. That's how long it's been since I've done an all-fucking-nighter. And it was because of video games. And last night, we didn't even do it because of video games. It was crazy.
I was just hanging out.
We just hung out and talked and shit. I mean, used the help of dextroamphetamine. But I fucking... It was dope. It was cool. Yeah. But I went and ate tacos Flores, got some breakfast, came back and fucking crashed until like 3 p.m. So that was great, too.
Oh, nice.
But my schedule was all weird. But yeah, it made the weekend seem longer.
So how you liking the new work or off the weekends?
This is my first one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's cool. It does make my work week technically harder, even though my job's easy. But I like I want my original schedule, which is Sunday and Monday off. Reason being, she has Monday off, Rennie.
Right.
And I'll be able to have the same days off as her. Also, Monday is the most annoying day at my company to work, and Sunday's really fucking easy. I mean, Saturday's still easy, but I'll get Sunday and Monday off. That way I still work an easy day, easy money, and then I miss out on the hardest day. So that's what I want.
Yeah.
It's the easiest one. But now I'm working weekends off.
I'm just working on meditating so hard, like, that I can meditate while I work and pretend that I'm not there.
Oh, yeah, you go autopilot.
I'm going to do it. I'm figuring it out.
I did it in construction.
I'm doing yoga. I'm back to doing the push-ups.
Oh, you do downward dog all the time.
You mind your fucking business. You mind your business, sir. You mind your business.
You know there's a comedy movie that came out, a newer one. I forgot what it's called, but it has Bobby Lee, it has Theo Vaughn in it, and all of them, and they're like cameoing in this.
Yo, if it has Theo, I'm definitely watching it.
Yeah, it seemed funny. I don't know what it is, but I was excited. I got to see Bobby in something.
I was listening to some stand-up yesterday at work. Oh, I told you I was listening to Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, the album.
Yeah, I was listening to it. This is he only has one fucking album on Amazon Music, and that's the platform that I use.
I never checked out his.
He's not a Netflix guy.
What do you mean? He has all his specials on Netflix. Yeah,
I've only seen one on.
The only one he doesn't have is White Male Black Comic, which is on Think Music platforms. But on Netflix, he has.
Really. Okay.
In fucking. Whatever the fuck it's called. Ridiculous. Like, something like that. Incredible or some shit like that. And then he has his... I can't believe I can't remember the names. He has two of them on there. And then he has White Male Black Comic on it. Something else like HBO or some shit. I don't know.
So we have some good response to our last guest host.
Yeah, people seem to like Darren. There's a lot of likes. We got like 3 or 4 more followers. So that's fucking cool.
It's the mustache.
Hell yeah, it's mustache. It spoke to him. It's like the ring from Lord of the Rings.
He's kind of conservative, though, a little bit, huh?
Yeah, he's a little laid back. He's calculated. Yeah, he's calculated, and he's logical, and he's a smart guy.
Yeah, I like it.
Also, it was his first time doing anything like that, so he was a little nervous, and he didn't want to say anything dumb, which is, I have no fucking problem.
I'll do it for you, bro.
No problem saying stupid
shit.
He's like, I'm not a part of that. Yeah, all worried and shit. It's okay. Next time he'll come, we'll have him doing shit like we do. Just saying stupid shit.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck. White people smell like dogs.
White people smell like dogs. I think everybody smells like a fucking dog. People smell in general. Dude, we have to like use so many chemicals for us not to smell like shit.
I use Old Spice, baby.
For soap or deodorant?
My body wash. My beard and my hair got to be sulfate free. I use that Sebastian Cole line.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah.
I use some like generic shit. Recently I've started using like some decent, some kind of, has like mint and like some kind of oil in it. And
yeah. For your beard?
Good enough for my hair. I don't do anything for my beard. It's just fucking there.
What do you think for hair that's citrusy? It helps break down dirt naturally.
Okay, yeah. So I think that's what it is.
And stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah. But for my body, dude, I would just here, this is soap, and I just use it.
For beards, I recommend, and we're not getting paid for this. I wish we were, because they're a fucking fat ass company.
Yeah.
Bluebeards.
Yeah.
Bluebeards Beard.
I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, solid stuff. They got conditioner, shampoo, leave-in conditioner, all that shit.
That shit's weird to me. Like, when Rennie first, like, I've heard of it, but for some reason, it really made me think about how weird it was when Rennie was like, oh, I'm just using dry shampoo. Fuck is that, dude?
Dude, dry shampoo is amazing. I used to get in trouble. My ex used to get pissed off at me for using all her dry shampoo.
I don't get
it. You kidding me? You can just spray your hair without washing it?
That's so... Yeah, exactly. That's fucking weird to me. Get that shit...
Nah, it, like, fluffs it up.
Dude, that's like... That's like wiping soap on your arms and shit, and like, or your armpits, and then not rinsing it off. That's what happens in my head.
All right, you're not getting it.
So how does it?
Any of our female listeners, you probably only have like two, but they'll agree with me.
I believe you.
It's not. It's about soaking up the oils in your hair. It's not about.
Yeah, but how do you get it out?
Then you wash your hair for real.
So you shampoo.
Later on.
Yeah, so it's not.
But
called,
you wake up one
so
morning.
So why is it called dry shampoo if you're not fucking? You have to shampoo the dry shampoo out. That didn't make any fucking sense.
Because it does replace at least one shampoo.
I think it should be called.
You can go at least one shampoo.
What does it look like? Is it powder or is it like oily?
Yeah, it's like a. It's like spray on deodorant.
Oh, okay.
Or yeah.
It should be called like fucking.
You know, like ball spray. You know, like the fucking gold bond spray and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's like that.
That's so fucking weird to me, man.
It's like putting shit in. It's baby powder in a can.
God, putting shit in your fucking hair and then just like leaving it. That would bug the shit out of
me. And it's fucking expensive, dude. That's why I used to get in trouble all the time.
I'm sure.
Like, I got in trouble with spraying this out of my nuts. I was like, but it smells so good.
Dude, one time when I was younger, I was about to have sex and I fucking, I took like some kind of smell good spray. And like real quick, I put it on myself. I went across my chest, and I was like, "Fuck it, she's gonna be down there. She'd be like sucking or whatever." So I fucking put some on my nuts. The worst decision I've ever. It like stung so fucking bad. I don't know if it was like what it was when
it's
it hit
the
my
alcohol,
nuts.
Man.
It hurt so fucking bad because that's the first time I've ever done anything like that.
Yeah, it's the
and
alcohol.
That shit fucking killed me. So if you're listening and you've never done it, don't. That's my only advice. Don't fucking spray. Yeah, so it's such a bad idea.
True story. Yeah, one time I got done with football tryouts in middle school, and I put Bengay like all over my body.
Oh my god, dude!
I didn't know any better, man. I didn't know any better.
It's tough.
So I ended up getting into a cold bathtub trying to wash it off.
How'd that go?
I haven't used it since.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
And I'm an athlete, man. I don't use it. I don't use it. I recommend BioFreeze.
Yeah, that one's good. I think my dad's using it.
Dude, that'd be a great sponsor.
Oh yeah, there'd be a lot
They're
of good sponsors.
They're fucking rich.
Dude.
They're fucking rich, bitch.
They'd all be good sponsors, bro. But we need to get popular. I need people to start fucking sharing it and shit, and being like, hey, this is like somewhat entertaining. Here, listen to it, bitch. I need you to do that. Go to your nearest grandfather or grandmother and you say, hey, bitch, listen to this fucking podcast.
You need to take more pictures because they get, if they could see.
We do. I'm going to post that one. You just
if they could see the ratio between your bottom lip to your top lip.
It's beautiful.
That alone. No, it's not.
It's beautiful.
It's weird.
It's beautiful.
But weird attracts people. I mean, it's like the circus.
I have delicious lips, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what he's talking about.
You got a black bottom lip.
Yeah. And a normal Norwegian top lip. Norwegian. It's not bad. It's not thin, though. I feel like people listening are imagining something super crazy, and it's not true. My bottom lip is bigger than my top slightly, which is, I think, every
slightly?
Human. Yes. They're the same, bro, almost. It's just a little fatter on the bottom.
Take my strong lip.
Take my strong lip. That's what we're talking to. That's how I talk to your mom. I gotta take my strong lip. When I'm...
The lip's stronger than a mustache, though.
My mustache is fucking shit. I try and trim it and shit, and then I just get like annoyed with it, and I fucking try and take it off sometimes. But
you can't. You gotta let it go. Darren told you.
I know he told me.
Let it go.
It's the manicuring for me. Like trimming and shit is not my thing. And
that's
like,
the fucking whole purpose.
I know.
Of let it go.
I know.
There's no manicure.
Oh no, I'm not gonna let it go because I don't want it like getting in my mouth and shit, and I don't want it to be like be all flared out and weird looking.
You have to go through that stage, brother.
I know. Just like with my hair. My hair looks fucking dumb right now, but it's starting to get a little bit long on top.
Throw that shit out, bro.
I know, I am.
Do that shit's like just...
I plan on...
Let's both do it to our shoulders. Let's do it for 1 year.
No, I am. I'm gonna continuously keep fading the sides, and like every 2 months, I'll get a centimeter trimmed off the top to like get the fucking shit off, like bad shit off, but yeah. I'm gonna let it grow. Grow and grow and grow. And then I'm going to fade the sides continuously and braid the thing backwards when Renaissance Festival comes. And then I'll look
like
a fucking
Viking.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. I'm going to Ragnar this shit up.
I'm down with
that's
that.
My
Let's
goal. The hardest part is going to be trying to get in shape because foods are delicious. But like I'll do this thing where I'll work out and everything and get everything good and I'll lose like 10, 15 pounds. And then I start to just die off again. I need to just stick with it because I'm starting to get back to where I was when I started losing the weight.
Yeah,
because I've been eating with Rennie, and like every time we party and shit, I'll drink and I don't know.
Well, the thing is you got to be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, which
so
sucks.
My and this is coming from you know that I did the personal training.
Yeah.
Personal training thing for years. One thing I realized is you got to find that balance. Okay, so you got to find that balance between being happy and feeling good, and being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things. That's what's most important. Because you could feel good from drinking alcohol, eating food, sex, what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not necessarily healthy.
Right? Yeah.
So you just got to find that balance, man. Like what's you don't have to be fucking perfect with anything. You
right.
know what I mean? Just whatever, where you feel your best at, and you've already been there. I guarantee you, for most people, they already have a memory or feeling in their head, if it's not already there, that they can go back to, and they're like, man, that's when I felt the best.
Yeah.
That's when I had this in my life. That's when I was doing this. That's when I was eating this way. That's when I was doing this.
The reason that that part is tough for me is, like, you're right. I do have, like, you know that I was in shape before, but the mental difference between me and Tyler, all depressed and shit, and that was all I really cared about and controlled, versus now me being so fucking happy and having a chick and having all these different bills and having my own space and easy job. It's all so different. I used to work two jobs, run every night, and that's all I really had control of, so I loved doing it.
Yeah.
Now, like, I like playing basketball, and I'll run every once in a while, but like, I'm more in kind of like a fat and happy stage right now, which like you said, I want to try and be happy without the fat. I want to try and be happy and healthy at the same time, and that's fucking tough because I'm real selfish when it comes to, like, eating and things like that. I just want to feel good all the time. Like, it's always fun for me. I want to drink, I want to eat, and I want to have fun with other people, and a lot of time that leads to unhealthy situations. So
yeah,
you're right, that balance is important. I need to try and find that
for sure.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that shit. When we collaborating on a rap, dude,
anytime,
I need you to write something. I'll fucking put it on there. We'll just pitch correction all the way up, auto-tune the shit out of it.
Well, you definitely have the voice.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier. I wanted to change shit up because I know I've done a country song. I've done a country song that made three people cry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard it or not. Have you heard it?
No, not yet.
Oh, dude.
No.
Oh, my God. You'd fucking love it. I'll show you after this. But that's crazy.
See, we should be able to play that shit right now.
We should be. You know I can't
what
I mean? Throw
we
it
got
right
a, we got, we're working on it.
Working yeah.
On. We got to stick with it. Yeah. We're consistent, man.
Get us a sponsor, bro. We'll get a video editor. Video editor and a sound editor immediately. Because I'm doing my best right now, and I don't like that shit. But yeah, I want to change this shit up. You'd like that song. But I want to try making a rock song, which I've never done before.
Yeah.
I want to try, like,
I can definitely write some lyrics.
Yeah. And that's where I shine, but I'm not good with the sound editing and things, which I feel like if I had somebody
but you
to
got
work
the
with
voice,
me.
Man.
Yeah, so
you
I can make up for it a little bit
wish
sometimes.
I fucking had.
People say that, but I mean, when you have it,
dude. If I had
no,
your
I know,
fucking
I, know,
I
know.
Say this all the time.
I know.
If I had your voice, it would be over.
Well, when people,
the whole east side of Houston would be locked down.
when people aren't good at things. So let's say I was, like, what am I not good at? Give me a couple minutes to think.
Oh.
No, but if somebody's not good at something, like, say, let's say I can't juggle for shit. I'm such a bad juggler. I would have no problem getting in front of 100,000 people and trying to juggle, and they laugh at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If people for 2 weeks straight are like, dude, Brian, that motherfucker can juggle. And then I am like, yeah, I think I can juggle pretty well. And then people are like, yeah, that motherfucker can juggle. He can juggle his fucking ass off. And then you get in front of like two people and you're like, oh, fuck. And it's just that pressure of having to perform after the hype is tough. And because I can sing comfortably and well in front of people that I know, I don't know if you've heard me sing, but I sing like in front of Rennie and my parents and shit. And they're like, dude, they say the same shit. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a voice like yours, I'd be able to do something with it.
Yes.
But it's because they can't fucking sing. And
it's also being able to utilize it in that moment. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah,
so that makes such a difference for me. It's the same fucking
thing. I'm the same
thing.
Way when people find out that I can dance, they're like, dance.
Dance now.
Dance for me, monkey.
Yeah.
I'm like, what
exactly.
The fuck?
Like, makes you not want to do like it, that. And it makes it makes you the performance feel weird. So, I mean, I get it. If I'm real comfortable, I can sing a little, but it's just, it's never as much as the hype in my head, so I never want to do it in front of people. That's it. I want to bring this up because you're tall and you play basketball.
Yeah.
My least favorite thing that short fuckers say is, if I was your height, I'd be doing this and that. If I was your height, I'd be dunking every fucking possession.
Yeah, I put that right, absolutely.
They don't fucking get it.
No.
At all.
I put that right next to, I almost joined the military, but.
Yeah, I was almost going to do this badass shit, but this happened. Or I just feel this way.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean. Yeah, absolutely. They also don't know what it's like to carry around 200 plus pounds on average.
Yeah, you're not going to just move the same speed and have the same vertical. It's not like you just do this. I'm doing like the taller thing with my hands. It's not like you just do that and everything's the fucking same. Yeah.
Me at my skinniest, I'm 200. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not.
I'm not obese and I'm goddamn 300 pounds.
Yeah.
If I was 5'6", I'd be dunking. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch, I can jump pretty high for my fucking weight and my height.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. Every time somebody says that, my go-to is like, well, you'd also be 10 times slower. Because this whole speed thing you got going for you, and energy, stamina, strength, all that shit that you don't have to worry about, you have to worry about that shit.
You mean like most defensive and offensive linemen in the NFL?
Yeah. So all that shit is
size and speed.
Yeah,
that shit is. Dude, that's what you should have fucking.
I know it's what
dropped
I
the
done.
Fucking basketball, got on the D line.
I know, but you the got, love you, for the you game.
You got
dog.
The footwork down.
I've had incredible footwork.
You got that speed. Hell yeah, you play ball. You play ball.
I have good footwork. I'm pretty fast for my weight, like you said, and I'm decently strong. I'm built. I carry it right. I'm built like a football player. Every country absolutely. Dude I meet's like, you play football, huh? I was like a little bit. I'm a hooper, and they're like, "Oh, okay."
Corn fed looking motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. You're right about like there's a lot of skinny guys who wish they were like me, and I get it. But at the same time,
all of us skinny guys always wish, absolutely. That's why we're the first ones in the fucking gym. You got your big boys trying to lose weight, and you got us fucking thin guys trying to put it on, bro.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have been eating fucking probably 3,000-4,000 calories a day.
Like, that's just how I eat.
Just the main fucking thing, bro. Like, I'm trying to put on weight, like working out. Like, it's stupid. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Or, like, your metabolism would die down. I'm like, bitch, win.
Yeah. I hope so.
But you know what, though? I'm so fucking vain. As soon as it did and I got a gut, I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah.
I would be like, what happened?
That's the thing, dude. You're like, wait. I didn't know it came with this.
Start banging meth.
Oh, dude. Dude, it's the way to go. I start doing coke every day. Shit's funny. I mean, it's true. That's why the Adderall helps. You don't get hungry and you get energetic and you get a drive to work out.
I love food way too much, man.
I know.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you just like stopped liking food?
Yeah.
It's one of our few pleasures in the
world. It's fucking terrible. It sucks. Yeah. When I was a toddler, that thing I talk about all the time, it's when I first got on Adderall. I got that happy feeling. Then I got the drive to do things, which is great. It gave me a lot of progress in life, and it got me in shape and shit. But I stopped eating food, and like I stopped enjoying little things. It was all about working out. So I did miss out on the whole happy shit.
Oh yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
I was talking about that was give. There's give and take.
Yeah,
like balance.
So as much as I was healthy and fit and doing all the right shit, I wasn't happy. It's like like that triangle that you said: the happy, feeling good, and then healthy.
Yep.
Like, I need everybody listening to know feeling good and happy is not the same thing.
No, it's not.
You
it's
can
not,
fucking
not.
Feel great the whole your whole life, and you're never happy there. So that's a possibility.
Yeah, yeah.
But, that's just how it goes, man. And that sucks.
But you can only buy so much time feeling good. Eventually, you're going to not feel good.
Yeah, no matter what.
You got to bring it back.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. I don't care if it's drinking, drugs, women, guys, whatever. Pick your fucking poison.
Pick your poison.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to run out, dude.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you can find something that makes you happy for sure. That's why I drink whiskey.
There's always plenty of that, right? We're not in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Fuck no, dude. Limited shit. Dude, dry counties make me sick.
Yo, how long have we been going?
21 minutes. 22 now.
No shit.
It's not bad.
That's what's up.
Doing all right. We're going to go to a fucking arcade. Dude, do you have a favorite like arcade game when you were a kid? Mine was Time Crisis, which is what we talked about earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my shit, dude.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That was solid.
TMNT.
TMNT. It was the one it was the 2D one where you like moved right and left and it was like the streets and
absolutely.
You fought the thugs. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get a drink. All
right. I'm scared.
Hi-ya. Yeah, I'll take this.
All right, go ahead, dude. I'll talk to him. I'll solo it up. What y'all want to talk about, man? The fact that I'm a fucking monster at chess and Darren sucks at chess. If anybody listening wants to fucking wants to come be a fucking guest, hit us up on Instagram, bro. I'll fucking invite strangers into my apartment. I don't give a fuck, dude. Y'all also need to, I don't know if what her name is on Instagram, but you need to message Rennie if y'all can and tell her to get her bitch ass on here. That's my girlfriend. And she is so fucking shy. She was in the room a second ago. She didn't want to fucking talk to y'all. How disrespectful, dude, not to talk to my audience. Y'all also message Chase and tell him he fucking sucks. He's drinking so many White Claws, it's ridiculous. Since I've known him, he's drinking more White Claws than fucking water. That's all he drinks. At least I changed it up. That motherfucker lives, breathes, and dies White Claw with his tinted sunglasses. Those are fishing glasses too, Chase. When he comes back in here, I'm gonna roast the shit. Why do you have fishing glasses on? Or not on. Why do you have fishing glasses, dude? Those are tinted for fishing.
I use it for weed eating, bro.
Okay, so the grass don't get in your eyes?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit.
I'm out there doing a man work.
Oh, yeah, man's work.
Doing that man's work, son.
Yeah, I'm doing a relaxing work.
I'm out there doing that man's work. Get them abs, baby. Damn. I'm back.
I used to be. In a way, I kind of miss it. I miss, like, working hard as fuck. Because it was like a relief of like getting home and everything. Now I'm just like, all right, I'm headed home. It's going to be fun.
I look good though, right? Like I make your junk wiggle when I walk in.
A little bit. It twitched a little bit. Especially since I haven't seen
that's
you in a
minute. That's all I want. I don't want too much. Yeah.
I definitely had to rub one out before you came through. Because if not, I would have just fucked you on the spot. We had to get the podcast
you're
done.
You're fucking smart
of
though.
Of course, dude.
Fist bump. Yeah.
Motherfuckers said fist bump into the audience because they didn't see
it. You got to describe like an audio book, baby.
They said, and he went, fist bump. Leaned in and said fist bump, dude. I kept him company while you were gone.
What'd you say?
Hmm?
What'd you talk about?
I talked about they should message Rennie if they can find her on Instagram and then tell her to fucking get on the podcast. And then I talked about Darren is bad at chess. And then I talked about you having the tinted sunglasses, you know, and like something else. I don't remember.
I gotta pull up Darren right now on social media. I told him I was gonna request him. I didn't. Okay. You know what? He didn't fucking request me either. So.
He's never on social media, and he doesn't really fucking talk to people, to be honest.
What's his last name? Hunter. Hunter, right? That's what I thought.
Darren Hunter. He's a cool guy. He's real logical and shit, but he can also be fun, which is good. Oh, I also talked about how you drink more White Claws than fucking oxygen.
Probably.
Yeah. White Claws are good, dude. I love seltzer so much, man. It's such a honestly a really, really big step forward for like healthy drinking, to be honest.
I don't give a fuck what the fuck I drink. I will
of course not. I don't either.
I'll go to a fucking bar and order a fucking pina colada. Don't give a shit.
Yeah, dude, Bahama Mama it up.
Talk
I'll
shit
fucking
about
do
me.
It.
I will pressure point you into submission. Don't give a fuck.
Bruce
bro.
Lee the shit out of somebody?
Listen, I'm hardcore. Yeah, I will drink that fucking margarita.
A 1-inch punch in the left testicle.
Fuck
dude.
Your girl and then your mom.
Yeah,
and put
absolutely.
You to sleep.
That's what I do like about it is because, like we were saying, like I'm big and shit. I love that I can go to a bar or something or go out and be like, where's a White Claw? Or where's Angry Orchard?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, it's a woman's drink.
Got
that,
nothing to
that's
prove
cool. You're 5'9". Get out of my face.
Anyone, dude. Don't give a fuck. Don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah. I've never worried about shit like that. What's funny is even when I was a kid, I never really worried about that. I don't know if it's just how my parents are, but like growing up, everybody would have, first of all, clicks and shit, which I didn't give a fuck about.
So I guess as a kid, I did feel like the That's kind of the why I am the way I am now. As a child and as a kid and as a young adult, I did feel the need to be like tough because my dad was who he was.
Well, yeah,
being the army guy and growing up in that world,
right?
And then going straight out of high school for myself. Now I'm just like, why?
Yeah, none of it
like,
fucking
why?
Matters.
Like,
who
why?
Cares? Darren talked about that. Yeah,
come talk shit to me. Like, unless you trigger me, you're not getting a reaction out of me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna freak the fuck out. No. I get mad at things that don't fucking matter at all to other people.
You
but
hurt
when somebody
I love or something like that, then we got problems.
When somebody like comes at me and tries to get me mad, it'll never work.
Right.
It usually works. I usually get mad for no reason, but when there's a reason to, I'm usually. Well, I wouldn't say when there's a reason. When people think they can, like, give me a reason to, it usually doesn't. It's weird. My anger is just strangely directed at things. Like, the shit won't plug in right, and I'll be like, fuck, and I want to, like, break the shit. And then other people will, like, try and fucking insult me, and I'm like, okay, dude, whatever. I just feel like I don't get my feelings hurt by like direct insults. It's never been a thing.
I hurt my own feelings.
Exactly. In my head.
More often.
My head is a motherfucker.
Exactly.
But other people spouting insults don't.
I just want to tell them, like, bro, there's nothing you could say to me that I haven't said to myself.
You wearing the glasses makes it so much better.
You can't. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You're like, heads tilt, you're like, bro.
No, you can't. I mean, I'm feeling myself.
The glasses are funny, dog.
Yeah.